Last week, in the past 7 days, four people died in collisions on Northern Ontario highways. It's something Mark Andrews is tired of reading about in the news. He worked as traffic inspector with the OPP for 32 years. Now he consults with organizations on traffic safety. And Mark says we've been having the same conversations about highway safety for the past decade, and we still haven't done enough to prevent these kinds of things from happening. And we've got Mark Andrews on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Marcus.
So how has highway safety changed since you first started working as a police officer?
Highway safety has changed in many ways. There's been lots of enhancements. There's been improvements, and we've seen some successes. But then we've seen lots of changes in other things, and that's the vehicles we drive, the expectations that the public has to have produce in their grocery stores or products on their shelves immediately. The entertainment, the technology is just, it's gone leaps and bounds ahead, and we haven't been able to keep up with all of those things that impacts driving, and we still see horrible weeks like we had just last week. And Northern Ontario is unique in the fact that we have two-lane highways. Yes, Highway 11 is four laned up to North Bay, and Highway 69 is slowly being four laned, but we still are seeing major issues on our highways, and the infrastructure just can't keep up with what we're demanding of it.
What about the weather up here? Do you think that plays a role in this?
Well, it always has. And one thing that I will tell you is usually when we had weather events in Northern Ontario, especially, we did not have. When we had a big weather event, we had lots of notice. We had lots of people aware, and we would have cars in the ditch, and we would have fender benders, but we wouldn't have these tragic, high-trauma, fatal crashes like we do when the weather isn't too bad, when we let our guards down, when we take things for granted, when we do, we make some bad choices and bad decisions, and we're trying to push that envelope and get through. You know, because it is our only option. Our two-lane highways in Northern Ontario, that's our only option.
And when the weather's bad, people slow down.
Absolutely. You and I both know that when we're driving in bad weather, we're engaged in driving. We are watching what's going on. We've slowed down. We're taking our time because we know it's hazardous. And when it's sunny and warm, and you've heard me say this before, when the highway's clear, when the sun is out, even in wintertime, that's when we start to get bad fatal crashes because our guard is down and we don't engage in driving the way we should. And that's what we see.
There's distractions these days, isn't there?
Absolutely. Vehicles have become entertainment devices. They haven't remained tools of how to get us from point A to point B. And it's getting worse and worse. There's one car manufacturer now that's promoting a new app where the driver, so you don't have to stop, and that's their words, not mine, the driver can order coffee or their food from a fast food outlet while they're driving and save time. And that seems to be the thing. We need to save time. The trucking industry, the just-in-time delivery systems, we don't have warehousing like we used to. We have people who want all of their material now so they don't have to pay for warehousing. When I lived in Sulaco back in the late 80s, fresh vegetables were something that we didn't get all the time because it just you couldn't get them up into the north. And now we see, you know, we have trucks traveling those highways to get the merchandise to the public because that's what we expect. So you see this small two-lane pipe that the Ministry of Transport is working really hard to try to improve that, but it costs lots of money. Like the Highway 69, the estimate back last I looked was $198 million to do that two-laning. Highway infrastructure costs money, but so do fatal crashes, and we're just not keeping up. We're not keeping up with what is expected and what the technology is doing.
Why do you think there hasn't been any significant action to improve safety?
I wish I could tell you that, Marcus. I bet when I say January 3rd, 2012, a lot of people will say, what was that date? Well, that January 3rd, 2012, I was at the scenes, and we had seven teenagers killed that night on 69 and 17 Highway. And that night, while I stood there doing what we had to do as emergency responders, I thought, this better wake up the province. And here it's 2018, and we just lost four people. and now we're talking about it again.
What do
so
you?
I don't know.
What would you like to see happen?
What I would like to see happen is, and I was reading in the paper with a little bit of hope that, you know, I hear our MPs and our MPPs saying we need to meet on this. What we need to see happen is we need to have a Northern Ontario summit to look at our transportation systems. And have everybody at the table that we can get there. The trucking companies, the wireless providers, the Ministry of Transport, and the Ministry of Natural Resources in regards to the wildlife, because they include in part of these problems, the municipalities, all the levels of government, the Ministry of Health. When you look at Transport Canada, they estimate $1.4 billion a year is the cost to Ontario for fatal crashes. If we could reduce that, what could we do with that $1.4 billion in this province? So we need to get everybody into a room and say, this is what I can do. This is where I can bring. And it has to be nonpartisan, and it can't have agendas. We really need to leave egos at the door and say, this is our problem. How do we fix this? We've reduced the ability and removed infrastructure in this province and in this country, which is really sad. And when I talk about that, I'm talking about our rail systems, our bus systems. When I was a kid, you could take a train all over this province. And now we have these lovely trails for ATVs and walking, and all the tracks have been ripped up. The infrastructure for traffic and for getting from point A to point B, it can't be a moneymaker. It's not a moneymaker, and we can't look at it that way. We can't look at this as to make it for profit. We have to make it for safety and how to get people from point A to point B the safest way we can, or we're going to continue to have these tragedies. And as I said, like in 2012, I was at two crashes, Marcus, where 7 teenagers were dead, and that didn't motivate us. So I don't know what's going to motivate us to get us all into that room of talking.
Do appreciate your thoughts this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime, Marcus. Thank you.
That's Mark Andrews, former OPP traffic inspector and traffic safety consultant in his retirement. What do you think should be done to improve the safety of our highways here in the north? Call our talkback line. You can call toll-free 1-800-461-1138. In the Sudbury area, dial direct 705-688-3216. Of course, if you're driving, don't call. Focus on the road. But when you get the chance, call TalkBack. Tell us what needs to be done. 688-3216 is our TalkBack line. You can also tweet us on Twitter. We're @MorningNorth.